Track 14, Spiritual Principles of Late Recovery. On the last track, we discussed the amends process for helping recovering addicts reconnect with their families. Do you have a client who uses spirituality as part of his or her recovery? On this track, we will discuss the four spiritual principles most helpful in the late stage of family recovery from addiction. These four spiritual principles are harmony, balance, service, and community. As you have experienced, as the family enters late recovery, trust and comfort begin to be experienced more regularly. I have observed that family members at this stage also begin to accept that hard work and struggles build intimacy and begin to rediscover a sense of purpose. My client, Esperanza, stated, "I've been sober 10 years now, and sometimes friends ask me why I keep going to so many AA meetings. I tell them it's because of my husband, Donnie. I know everything about him, what all his little facial expressions mean. We've been together more than 20 years now, and I don't know what I'd do without him. I almost lost him because of my drinking, and our relationship almost didn't last. But as I got sober, cleared my head, I rediscovered all of these wonderful things we have. It was hard work, and it still is sometimes. But I'll do whatever it takes to keep it this way." I have found four major spiritual principles of late recovery. The first of these principles is harmony. I explain to my spiritually based clients that harmony involves developing both a sense of order and a respect for that order. Clearly, sobriety is a kind of psychological order, especially after the chaos addiction can cause. I also tell my clients entering recovery that being in harmony in the family can mean recognizing limits and being able to communicate in a difficult situation in a calm manner. As you know, it can be important to explain to clients that living in external and internal harmony does not mean that everyone agrees all the time. The second spiritual principle I have identified in late recovery is balance. I find that this principle builds on the principle of humility in middle recovery. I explain to my clients that balance can mean each person is making decisions based on what is best for the relationship. My client Joyce told me, "I used to fight with Mark about child care, even after he stopped drinking, but now we've managed to come up with something that helps us both. I switched my work schedule so that I can always stay home with the kids when he has a meeting. Then Mark saves me time by doing our shopping on his way home from the meetings, so that way I don't have to worry about it." As you can see, Joyce and Mark have developed the ability to see how important they both are in creating a healthy and loving family. In addition to harmony and balance, the third spiritual principle in late recovery I've identified is service. I tell my clients that service for others means, essentially, seeing a task that needs doing and doing it. Mark stated, "When I was drinking and the trash can was full, I'd yell at Joyce like it was all her job to keep up the house. I told myself, I worked full time. I deserved a clean house. Now, I see a full trash can, I take out the trash. After all, we're partners. We help each other. Now, just the fact that I'm helping makes me feel good." Do you agree that finding pride in service to others is a significant marker of late recovery? My fourth spiritual principle of late recovery is community. As you may have experienced, families in late recovery are rebuilding a sense of freedom and confidence, and shame begins to lift. While many families in recovery restrict themselves to small recovery communities, families in late recovery regain the ability to step out into the larger community. Joy stated, "For a couple of years, I didn't do anything with anyone else outside my support group. But Mark and I have started reconnecting with our old friends, hosting dinners. And now, every Christmas, we do one of those programs where we buy gifts for a child in need. It feels like we're both doing something important together." Have you found that community service can make recovering families feel empowered and strong? Even in late recovery, I found it important to remind Mark and Joyce that recovery from addiction is a process and a journey, not an event or a destination. as you've experienced, it takes commitment and hard work over a long period of time to heal deep wounds and rebuild a healthy family. For families who have reached a similar stage in late recovery to Mark and Joyce, I often recommend reaching out. I encourage these families to choose a service activity slightly out of their comfort zone to participate in as a family, one that will not be threatening or imposing, but one that will encourage growth and re-entering the community. For some families, I recommend starting with participating in a food or clothing drive. For others, volunteering in a soup kitchen may be more appropriate. I have often seen that participating in a service project as a family can help strengthen relationships and build pride in the family. Mark stated, "Doing the toy program really reminds me not only of my own good qualities, but how good Joyce and I are together. I mean, we're really helping. And in some way, I feel like I'm repaying everyone in the community for the awful things I did when I was drunk. I love being able to give back. When I look in the mirror, I am proud of myself. And when I look at Joyce, I know she's proud of me and us, too." Are you treating a family like Joyce and Mark who would benefit from reaching out? On this track, we've discussed the 4 spiritual principles most helpful in the late stage of family recovery from addiction. These 4 spiritual principles are harmony, balance, service, and community. Question 14. What are the 4 spiritual principles of late recovery? This CD set has offered such topics as the development of protective persona, hopelessness, addiction in relationships, effects on children, becoming ready for recovery, a new view on enabling, parallel recovery, the phenomenon of release, collapse, middle recovery, the amends process, and the spiritual principles of late recovery. I hope you have found the information to be both practical and beneficial. We appreciate that you've chosen the Healthcare Training Institute at homestudycredit.com as a means for receiving your continuing education credit. Other home study courses we offer include Treating Teen Self-Mutilation, Treating Post-Holiday Letdown and Depression, Living with Secrets, Treating Childhood Sexual Trauma, Interventions for Anxiety Disorders with Children and Adults, and Balancing the Power Dynamic in the Therapeutic Relationship. I wish you the best of luck in your practice. Thank you. Consider us for future home study needs at homestudycredit.com.